USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has told a gathering of Jewish Republicans in Las Vegas he's a good friend of Israel's and will still be after he wins the 2020 election.
Shabbat shalom.
He told the crowd of Jewish Republicans that, unlike his predecessors, he keeps his promises, moving the U.S. Embassy in Israel to Jerusalem and, more recently, recognizing Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights.
We did a great job, and we feel great about it.
He said Democrats would leave Israel out there, and he accused them of harboring anti-Semites, and not more forcefully condemning liberal critics of Israel.
Now the Democrats have even allowed the terrible scourge of anti-Semitism to take root in their party and in their country.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
While the president was visiting the border in California, a group of congresswomen went to a federal detention center in El Paso, Texas, that's housing those who have crossed the border. Democrat Bonnie Watson Coleman.
I have been to a refugee facility in Jordan, and I tell you that there are things that I saw here today in the United States of America that were worse than what I saw in Jordan.
Health officials are working to identify the cause of an E. coli outbreak that sickened dozens of people in 5 states. 72 have been infected with E. coli 0103. The CDC says the investigation is still ongoing, and officials have not yet identified a specific food item, grocery store, or restaurant chain as the source of the outbreak. Meantime, health officials in Florida say 2 people have died amid a hepatitis A outbreak in Martin County. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The March report from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics posted a solid rebound, with non-farm increasing by 196,000 workers as the unemployment remains steady at 3.8%. John Clemens reports.
Some economists were estimating an increase of workers at only 175,000 after a disappointing report in February. Eleni Karageorge of the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics has the March report.
Total non-farm payroll employment increased by 196,000 in March, and the unemployment rate was unchanged at 3.8%. Notable job gains occurred in healthcare and in professional and technical services.
For the year so far, wage gains increased at 3.2%. I'm John Clemens.
Vice President Mike Pence says Cuba is on notice regarding its meddling in Venezuela as the U.S. announced new sanctions against them. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
In a speech in Houston, Pence warned Venezuela that they are not ruling out military action to help get that country back on its feet.
Those who are looking on should know, in the midst of all these actions, as President Trump has made clear, all options are on the table. We will not stand idly by while the Venezuelan people suffer under dictatorship and oppression.
The U.S. on Friday targeted oil shipments from Venezuela to Cuba in its latest round of sanctions to pressure the government of President Nicolas Maduro, aiming to choke off a crucial supply of crude to the communist island.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.